Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, on the day in which we celebrate the circumcision of Jesus, we begin with the man who was first circumcised in Scripture, Abram of Ur. And I'd like you to imagine with me this morning this man, Abram, living in the comfort and prosperity of the city of cities, Ur of the Chaldeans. It's in his father's shop that he first hears that whisper. Will you give me your future? A god, a deity most strange, begging for his troth. Leave hearth and homeland, kiss kin, bid father farewell. It's a daft call, a whimsy. Later, beside the canals, Abram plucks a fig from a tree. The sweet juice runs down his unshaved chin, and he imagines his children's children eating a fig from this same tree. And the thought pleases him. A future here in the city of all cities, the city of the most developed technology of the world, the most safety. But then the whisper again. Will you give me your future? Leave these safe city walls, leave them for the desert and a nomad bee. Land I will give, I will show you. Is not my name Abram of the house of Terah? This is my name, cries Abram. This is who I am, this is where I sit. This is where Sarai will bear babes. I have plans inside these mighty walls. A house beside the shrine, a seat at the gate, daughters married to dignitaries and sons rising in stature. A full, rich life. But the whisper is persistent. Will you give me your future? The divine voice asks to prune away all of his personal hopes and dreams, to clip off and cast from him part of him most tender. Will you give me your future? The God asks for death, but also promises life. I will make you a people strong in number. I will pour blessing on your name. I will bless all who bless you, and I will curse all who curse you. And someday all of the families born of earth's dirt will be blessed in you. Abram is afraid to give up his future. But then that God's own work, a strange bubbling in his heart, trust. Yes, says Abram. And he leaves the city of cities for the life of a squatter on Canaanite land. The God puts to death his treasured future. But then a token, a sign of the God's promise and a sign of his own trust in it. When Abram is 99, the God who owns his future cuts the promise into his tender flesh. Circumcision. I am El Shaddai, says the God. Walk before me blameless. I make a binding oath between me and thee. You will have children without number. Children without number, Abram, and so I change your name to Abraham, father of a multitude. I will forever be your God and forever be their God. And here's the sign of this binding between us, the sign of circumcision. Cutting off the foreskin, death, and life. It is the token of the future you have lost for the future you have gained. And so, down through the generations, God asks Abram's children, "Will you give me your future?" It's the divine whisper at every circumcision. On the eighth day, in tent or royal hall, the holy question hovers. It hovers because it is a hard question. Circumcision is a dangerous, painful seal, a bloodletting, a letting go of desire and imagined futures. It is ritual death, a threat to one's physical and expected wants. The knife slits the little throat. The desired future must die before the future God creates rises. And time and again, God whispers to his people, "Will you give me your future?" But Israel is afraid. Israel hoards its future with uncircumcised hearts. Our future is our own. And so Israel slits its own throat, circumcised, cut off from its own land and culture, unable to redeem itself from its own frantic desire to control its future. But then a sound, a wailing in Bethlehem. A child is born, a son is given. Angels chant, shepherds run to the scene. 8 days come and go, and once again the ritual death takes place, the circumcision, and the child is named Jesus. Again, the divine whisper, "Will you give me your future?" "Yes," says Jesus. 30 years later, in the wild wastes of Judea, somewhere between heaven and hell, the devil crooks a shriveled finger. "I will give you the future you want, a kingdom without death, without your death, without your cutting off, without your circumcision." But then, as ostrich and hyena look on, the divine whisper once again, "Will you give me your future?" "Yes," says Jesus. And so in the groves of fig and olive, he kneels. He kneels as the moon is full. And the future's terror is now at hand. His throat will soon be slit in the circumcision of all circumcisions. Trickles of blood, sweat stain his robe. He groans in fear. "If it is possible, take this cup from me." But again, the divine whisper, "Will you give me your future?" "Yes," says Jesus. "Not my will, but thy will be done." And so on Skull Hill he hangs against the wood, naked, shamed, circumcised. His future lost, violence against all that he could personally want. Part of him most tender, clipped and cast away. Fear, my God, why have you forsaken me?" But then the final divine whisper, "Will you give me your future?" "Yes," says Jesus. "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." It is fitting in some ways that we celebrate the circumcision of Jesus on New Year's Day, the first day of the new year. Because this morning, the God of Abraham, the Father of our Lord Jesus, asks each of us the circumcision question, "Will you give me your future? Will you give me all that you hope this year will be? Will you trust me?" It's a hard question. We are afraid to let go of our future. all that we hope 2023 will be. Circumcision, after all, is dangerous. A painful seal, a bloodletting, a letting go of desire and imagined futures, treasured hopes. It is death to oneself. In his epistle to the Colossians, St. Paul ponders how God continues Abraham's binding oath of circumcision with us. For in Christ, writes the apostle, the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness of life in him who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of flesh in the circumcision of Christ, the crucifixion of Christ. And you were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. According to St. Paul, we participate in Jesus' circumcision, his crucifixion, because for Paul, those two events are mystically one and the same. Death at the beginning of his life, and of course death at the end of his life. A cutting off to begin with, and a cutting off at the end. In baptism, says Paul, God circumcises us in Christ. That's a painful reality. It is death to our imagined futures, our treasured hopes. It is death to our desires. It is, in the words of our epistle reading this morning, working out our salvation with fear and trembling. But it is also hope. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Elsewhere, St. Paul writes, if we have died with him, we trust that we will also live with him. Because circumcision is a sign not only of our trusting God with our futures, but also of God, God promising, I will give you a new future. And so this morning, God whispers to you and to me, will you give me your future? Will you participate in Jesus' circumcision? Will you trust me with this coming year? I promise resurrection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.